Welcome to Narratives, a collection of stories for little children about behaviour, good and bad. Here, Cranky Cockatoo bites everyone until Wise Owl comes up with an ingenious solution.
Cockatoo was not very popular with her forest friends. They were tired of her always being in a cranky mood and using her beak to nip and hurt them. One day, Owl decided to call a meeting to put a stop to it all. Possum, Bushrat and Goanna came along to give their ideas. "We should cut her beak right off," said Possum, who was still nursing his long tail from a nasty nip last week. "Perhaps we should glue it together," suggested Bushrat, who had lost patches of shiny fur because of Cockatoo's bad behaviour. "Or tie it up with a very long piece of string," cried Goanna, whose foot had been bitten by Cockatoo just that morning. "But," said Owl, "what if we can help Cockatoo to learn to stop hurting us?" Owl tried to be the most understanding of all the forest friends. "Well," said the friends, "that's a very nice idea, Owl, but what do we do while she is learning this?" They had had enough of Cockatoo's cranky moods. They also didn't believe that Cockatoo would be able to change her hurting ways. Owl wandered slowly backwards and forwards along the forest path, thinking in his wise, owly way. Suddenly, he stopped next to some long strands of hanging vines. "I have an idea," he announced to the group. "I will weave a thick cap for Cockatoo to wear on her beak. This might help her learn to be more careful." Owl was very excited by his idea. He flew up to his tree home to gather some sticks for the weaving loom. Meanwhile, the other forest friends reluctantly agreed to collect some long vines. When Owl returned, there was a big pile of vines ready for him, and he set to work, weaving a cap for Cockatoo to wear on her beak. Just as he was finishing the woven cap, Cockatoo arrived. "What's happening, guys?" asked Cockatoo. Of course, she was very curious to know what her friends had been up to all morning. Quickly, Owl said, "We have a present for you, Cockatoo," and he held out the cap for Cockatoo to try it on. Well, Cockatoo was so surprised, you could have knocked her over with an eagle feather. Never before had anyone given her such a gift. Straight away, she pulled the cap on over her beak, and it fitted perfectly. For the rest of the day, the forest friends played together, with no nipping and no hurting, just happily together. Cockatoo's friends could not believe it, and Cockatoo could not believe it either. You see, for Cockatoo, something else happened that day. Once her beak was tucked away inside the woven cap, held together in a warm and cozy kind of way, she didn't feel as cranky as she used to feel. Of course, when Cockatoo was hungry, she had to take her woven cap off so she could hunt in the forest for her dinner. But before playing with her friends again, she would always put the cap back over her sharp beak. The woven cap seemed to help her feel happy, and it certainly helped her be more careful. However, a woven vine cap cannot last forever. One day the cap was so full of holes that it simply fell off Cockatoo's beak as she was flying through the forest, and it landed upside down on a branch, just waiting for a small bird to come along and fix it up for its spring nest. Fortunately, by this time, Cockatoo had learnt to only use her beak for hunting and eating. She now knew how to be more careful when she was playing with her friends. The forest friends were very impressed by how wise Owl had been. From that day on, whenever they had a problem to sort out, they would always ask for his suggestion. And more often than not, Owl's idea was the best one.
You've been listening to Susan Perreault, reading from her book, The AZ Collection of Behaviour Tales for Children. Narratives is produced by Karina Wynne-Moylan of Arts Canvas Bay FM 99.9.